This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a breaking day, right? I mean, there's just so many things going on out there, you just cannot keep up with it all. And now we have the lawlessness starting to really, truly surface in California. As it already had, I mean, sanctuary state, ammunition. Look at all the stuff that this, the tyrant and the tyranny has taken over here. And look at all the stuff that the monoparty system has brought us. Anyway, this is riveting times, ladies and gentlemen. And like I said before, you just brace yourself for some shock. Shock and awe is going to be going crazy. California Attorney General will prosecute employers who cooperate with ICE. This is a dictatorship, guys. This is what dictators in America look like. This is brought to you by the sponsors, the sponsorship of the dictatorships. They're here. And, you know, they think that this gradual loss of your liberties is going to take effect. And, of course, what these people, the globalists, think, who want to destroy the United States of America, who want to start with California, I mean, and let West California go, the rest of the nation goes type stuff, don't understand is that we're Americans, and it's in our genes. It's really freedom and liberty is in our genes. And, of course, they don't have a clue about that. They really, really don't. Because, you see, they answer to a different ideology. Mother Gaia, Earth worship, all that good stuff. A doctrine, an ideology that has, of course, killed hundreds of millions of people over the centuries. And they want to bring that to you. And that's what we see in the face of a person like a Javier Becerra in California or Jerry Brown. Dictators all. And they're running out of time, so the end game is here for them, as we're starting to find out when we just listened to that last clip in the last hour of Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan and Sarah Carter talking about the memo, the Mueller memos, that are going to probably lead to the arrest of very high-ranking officials in this government for attempting a palace, quote, palace coup of Donald Trump. Yep, you heard it. That's what they're talking about. And that's one of the big secrets I've been kind of like holding on to over the past couple of months, actually. It's been a long time, so now we're going to start to see it. I'm kind of prepping everybody. And I'll say it again, get the seatbelt on, put your hands in the 10-2 position, because we're going to rock and roll. It's a bumpy road, but it's a road we must take. Never in our nation's history have we witnessed on a grand scale something so large, so enormous. It goes back years. And we will unravel the onion. And that's what's happening right now. And that's, you know, you talk about all those indictments. And, it, you know, we basically were one of the first programs to, you know, bring everybody's attention to a massive number of documents or indictments sealed. And we were kind of told, do you have to talk about that now? So it's be patient. And we've let it roll, and now we're starting to see the fruition of all that come to pass with everybody, and I think that's really the story I'm trying to get at. John Binder today in Breitbart, California AG will prosecute employers who cooperate with ICE. Now, is this the most outrageous thing? Because of, well, let's read the article. And, you know, I have not read the article. I saw the headline this morning for show prep, and I said to myself, well, you know, that's pretty interesting. That's very, very interesting. We definitely, just on the face of that, we got to do something about it. We got to take this to the public. So California Attorney General says his office will actually prosecute employers. Employers. So this is kind of like the reverse of ICE prosecuting employers who are using immigrants. Get it? Right. In a press conference on Thursday, the pro-open borders attorney general warned California employers of new state laws that barred businesses from providing information on illegal aliens to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency that would aid in deportation. Says this is an interesting one. Becerra said, according to NTK Network, this is what was listed here, there are new laws in place in California now in 2018 with the advent of 2018. I mentioned two of them specifically, AB 450 and SB 54. AB 450 in particular deals with the workplace in particular and how we go about treating the information about the workplace and employers at the workplace by employees. This is what he is supposedly has said, and this is coming from the NTK network. What we're trying to make sure is that employers are aware that in 2018 there is a new law in place. We will prosecute those who violate California laws. Now this is now back to the article. It says under AB 450, employers are banned from having to re-verify an employee's immigration status that is not required by federal immigration law. Likewise, the law bans employers from providing voluntary consent to an immigration enforcement officer to enter non-public places in a place of labor unless the agent provides a judicial warrant, except as specified. It says under SB 54, as Breitbart News reported, California is, quote, a sanctuary state which bans public officials and employers from turning over criminal illegal aliens to federal immigration officials. And the announcement by Becerra comes as ICE has reportedly planned a large-scale arrest, detainment, and deportation effort in Northern California's San Francisco Bay Area in the next month. Okay, now what I described to you is highly illegal by Javier Becerra, and he knows it vis-a-vis federal law. Now, I don't know about you, doesn't that just kind of pinch you up a little bit? I mean, just kind of like, hello, what is really going on here? So this is my point about grievances. When you're out breaking the law, breaking federal law, you know, and creating lawlessness, which is what has happened with the monoparty system, which is what has happened with Javier Becerra now as the extension of what was passed in the Assembly and the Senate and now signed by the governor, you're breaking the law. There's a long train of abuses here. A long train of abuses. And that's exactly what we see, this long train of abuses by Javier Becerra and others. That's just straight up what we have here. That's why we're grieving these things. And that's why Tuesday at 11 o'clock, we're going to roll out Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. And what we're going to do is grieve it. We're going to grieve it. We're going to grieve the behavior of the state of California and why we in New California need to be free. That's what the independence is all about, guys. That's what independence is all about. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the time is now for New California. The time is now for a state split of California. And we need everybody's support. In all the counties of California that we've invited in and have invited themselves, and we've got more counties that are going to be actually certified here. And we're excited. A new day is coming for California, and a new day is coming for New California. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, Javier Becerra. Yeah, Javier Becerra. So the rounding up the usual suspects is going to be, I guess you can say, rounding up the very unusual suspects. Perhaps state officials, including Javier Becerra. He's challenging federal law. He's saying don't. He's telling these employers not to comply with federal law. That's unlawful behavior by the government. The government does not exist to be unlawful. I just want to let you know about that. I just thought I'd let you know. So there's some serious conflictions going on there. I'm not a lawyer, but, you know, I can tell you when the law is being violated by a state official just openly. And that's what we have done. And again, all those people, my understanding, I could be wrong, but if there's attorneys out there that it can be different from this, but in talking to the people I've talked to, they say that this is lawless behavior of the governor, of those state officials, and now we see Javier Becerra going out and officially doing it, making his own admission that I want to tell everybody in my position of authority as a government official to break federal law, not comply with federal law, only comply with state law, which supersedes federal law. And, of course, that is just not the way it works. And again, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't play one on TV or anything like that, but I do know enough about the law, and I think everybody else does, too. There's some simple things you want to do. There's ways to peaceably change the law and change things, like what we're doing right now with New California. Anyway, high speed rail, Blue State Blues. Either one, I'm going to pick Blue State Blues. This is by Joel Pollack, and then for those of you grieving California, let's get this. This bullet train is a bullet for everybody. And also, we're going to get into our beloved Oroville Dam situation, because now, City of Oroville to sue California for lying about dam safety. Really? 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 Oh, my God. They must listen to Agenda 21 Radio in Oroville. You think? Well, we're just a few miles away. I highly suspect. I'm just one of the largest potential disasters in human history was avoided almost a year ago. It was on February 12, 2017, when the Oroville Dam almost went down. Would have killed me and about another million Californians. Now, here's the caveat. Would have wiped out the second or third largest, depending upon the season, right where I live and around this area, would have wiped out the second or third largest rice-growing area of the world, creating famine and probable death for another 100 million people over the years. Now, I don't know about you. Boy, that would have been a big thing for the United Nations, right? A great target. Talk about megalomania. That's what this is. So, anyway, we're not too far off on that one, are we? So California ammunition forces temporary halt to Walmart ammo sales. Really? Another law out there, Second Amendment violation. Okay, so we're going to do the Blue State Blues, Joel Pollack from, and again, those of you, Friday is the day I take full control of the throttle here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I come up with, I go to many different sources. We've had some Zero Hedge, we've had some, Politico and Drudge and all this other stuff. So now we're settling into Breitbart. We're going to get back, I think, if we can make it to the hour. There's another couple of stories in Zero Hedge I want to talk about. And, of course, Zero Hedge has featured New California. Too many articles to put up. It's amazing. So, Blue State Blues, what's behind the coming Democratic wave? Okay. This is Joel Pollack. Says Saturday marks the completion of Donald Trump's first year as president. It has been a year of remarkable accomplishments. So why are Republicans in trouble? Trump signed a tax reform law bolder than the one Ronald Reagan signed in his sixth year of office. He appointed a new Supreme Court justice and set a record for appointments to the federal appellate court. He rolled back federal regulations and fulfilled a promise to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, among many of the accomplishments. And yet a backlash is coming. Democrats have a good chance to take the House of Representatives in the midterm elections and may even threaten control of the Senate in a year when Republicans, with few seats at stake, should be growing their majority. In part, this is just the natural swing of the political pendulum, and since World War II, Americans have generally preferred a divided government to one where one party controls everything. We like Congress to hold the White House in check. Okay. Some of the so-called resistance is also an inevitable result of a presidential election in which the winner was selected by a minority of voters, not only defying expectations, but shocking the nation. Now, I don't think that the shocking the nation business in terms of the vote, voters get that the system was rigged. That's I disagree with Pollack there. I disagree with that. It says here, in much of the same way that outrage over Barack Obama's election, which would not have happened without help from the mainstream media, partly fueled the Tea Party movement, the anguish of Hillary Clinton's loss in 2016 has been channeled into protests and activism across the country. Republicans are also suffering from complacency and disillusionment of their base. The Senate's failure to repeal and replace Obamacare cemented the impression that Republican leaders had not only failed their voters, but swindled them. That's a good word. That's a good statement, too. Well, anyway, the evident eagerness of the GOP establishment to offer amnesty to illegal aliens, not just the Dreamers, but potentially millions more, has also dampened Republican voters' enthusiasm to reelect a Congress that will be led by the same people, you think? The shutdown theater of the past several days has reinforced an image of Republican incompetence, even though Senate Democrats are to blame. Ironically, Speaker Paul Ryan, here we go, has managed the House well. Right. You know how we think about that. But the Senate's GOP Never Trump faction, led by outgoing Senator Jeff Flake, who likened Trump to Stalin this week, has divided and damaged the party. I don't agree with Pollack there. I think Jeff Flake has damaged himself and not the party. I think people see him for who he is. And I think people in the Republican Party are recognizing that these Republicans need to go, the globalist type Republicans. Remember, we talk about Americanist and globalist. It says, the GOP pulled itself together to pass tax reform. Many Americans will soon notice that they have extra money in their paychecks. The problem is that much of that cash will have to go towards raising or rising health care insurance. And the average Obamacare premium will be about $800 a month higher in 2018 for benefits many people cannot even use because of high deductibles. That will eat up half the average tax cut of $1,600. And now this is true. This is why they failed. Democrats are making the most opportunity by talking about health care at every opportunity, in contrast to President Trump and his claim that voters would blame Democrats when Obamacare began to implode. Voters prefer Democrats to manage health care by a double-digit margin. Anyway, I share some of the sentiments. I don't share some of the sentiments. I think there's good points to be had. And the advantage is coming with releases of information about the Mueller investigation. It's going to be devastating the Democratic Party. But I think that Pollack's words need to be heeded in the long run about the Republicans keeping and holding the House and the Senate. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, just a ton of things going on, ladies and gentlemen. A ton of things going on. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com is something that you definitely need to see and understand what is going on there. Newcaliforniastate.com. One of the things that's happening with newcaliforniastate.com in New California State is that we are announcing our very first grievance against the state of California on the 23rd at 11 o'clock in three locations of California. We're getting that all kind of organized. The announcement of that will, of course, be on Monday. We'll be announcing where that's going to be. We just have to make sure that we get that whole thing taken care of. And We will. We will definitely get all that announcement taken care of and all the things that go along with it. Okay, you know, it's kind of interesting when you stop and think about this whole process for New California, what is going on there. It's absolutely amazing, this whole process of the grievance and all the other stuff that we have had to deal with relative to New California. And relative to vis-a-vis California, it's just one of those kind of deals that you know, when you take a look at the opportunity in life to have to take a part in something like this, it's something else. I mean, you just really don't realize how significant it truly is. And it is significant, very, very significant. And we're so happy to be able to do it. It's an honor to be able to work with the tools, if you will, of our founding fathers and others. So we're pretty excited about the opportunity. So anyway, getting back to the Breitbart business here, I wanted to get into Chris Street's story because this is so relevant to what we're grieving here in California. And this relevancy, of course, is you know, what in the world is going on relative to things like the bullet train, the train to nowhere, and what they're trying to put together, if you will, if you're in the state of California, by Jerry Brown's little delusional world, which is really what we have going on here. This is the kind of stuff, if you will, that makes people go crazy, crazy, crazy with California. The thoughts of spending billions of dollars on a train to nowhere. And this is something that is the most recent cost analyses, if you will, that we have out here. High-speed rail cost spikes to $89 million per mile. Okay, here we go. Chris Street, today, this morning, the cost to build the first 119 miles of California's high-speed rail project across flat ground in the Central Valley has spiked to $89.1 million per mile. The latest revised budget jumped by 36% to $10.6 billion for the Fresno to Bakersfield link. That was expected to be the cheapest one. Really? Since the tracks are being laid on rural farmland that is pancake flat, civil and electrical engineering contractor Ernesto Camacho, who joined the California High-Speed Rail Authority board a year ago, claimed that he had never been warned prior to January 16th, meaning that the costs were about to spike. Okay. He was told he told the Fresno Bee, "We were just informed this morning," Camacho angrily complained. "It's horrifying when you look at the amount of money we're going to have to reinvest to make this program work." Let me read who you again. Listen to who he is. Civil and electrical engineering contractor Ernesto Camacho, who joined the High Speed Rail Authority board. He's on the board, and he just joined it. Claimed he had never been warned. Camacho angrily complained about it. He said, "It's horrifying." It's horrifying, surrounding up with usual suspects. "It's horrifying when you look at the amount of money we're going to have to reinvest to make this program work." So the High Speed Rail Authority, HSRA, Chief Program Officer Roy Hill reportedly acknowledged at the board meeting the worst-case scenario has happened. He broke down the additional cost as $275 million for property purchases, $325 million for construction delays, $450 million for intrusion barriers to separate bullet train tracks from freight train tracks, and $600 million in additional payments to utility companies and local governments. Oh, no. Proposition 1A, bullet train ballot measure, was approved by a narrow 52% of majority voters in 2008. The voter guide stated that the cost for an 800-mile high-speed rail system that would sprint from L.A.'s Union Station across the 4,160-foot Tejon Pass, roar up the Central Valley and arrive in San Francisco's Transbay Terminal at $37 billion. With the trip estimated to take 2 hours and 40 minutes by traveling at an average speed of 220 miles an hour per hour, it was estimated that 42 million Californians a year by 2020 would happily be ditching cars and planes in favor of a high-speed, high-tech $57 high-speed bullet train ticket. $57. Prior to the Jan 16th board meeting, the cost estimate to build the train had spiraled upwards of $64 billion. That's like double of the... That's like double the amount said in the ballot. $67 billion, and the completion date had been pushed back to 2029. Gee, that Tehachapi, you know, Tehome Pass or Cajon Pass in Tehachapi Mountain. I think that's a little high, don't you? 4,000 feet? I mean, 4,000 feet's not really high, but that, I mean, it is high. It's very, you go over the Cajon Pass, it's quite amazing. Breitbart News noted in March that the High Speed Rail Authority had supposedly saved another $28 billion cost overrun by agreeing to have its supposed bullet train travel through Silicon Valley on a blended system that includes 60-year-old Bay Area rapid transit rails, where commuter trains average speeds of 35 miles an hour. Yeah, you go. We're going to pump that up. Do you think it's going to be safe on those rails? What do you think? This is me now. At 220 miles per hour. Oh, darn. Those 35-mile-an-hour rails can handle it. They're only 20 years old. No, I'm sorry. They're only 60 years old. Well, this is laughable. You got to laugh at this. And we got to stop this. Because, you see, we can. In New California, we can put a stop to this for sure. Since all this rail goes through New California pretty much. Well, and, you know, we probably won't like it much in New California. While the cost of building the bullet train continues to escalate, the Priceline website sends out name your own price blast emails each day that usually features $59 tickets on five different airlines that fly from Lax to San Francisco on an average 1 hour and 10 minute trip. Okay, so this is again. We already have a bullet train. It's called Southwest Airlines. That's it for us in California. Really. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've flown that one. But I do have to tell you that with everything going on, it's, you know, this is me. I drive an hour to the airport. I wait an hour. I take an hour flight. I get an hour out of the airport and an hour to destination. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 hours. Driving takes me 5.5. Oh, now that is a problem. That is a problem. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, wow, a lot of stuff going on. I just got, you know, news gets better every day. It really does. We're taken back in the United States of America. Let's see, what do we have? I'm gonna make a quick little check here on what's going on here? I'm going to stay with I'm going to go with Breitbart, California again. See if there's anything. I'm trolling. Definitely trolling. Oh, this is the one. Chris Street. Chris Street, he's just prolific. Absolutely prolific. City of Oroville to sue California for lying about dam safety. Really? Lying about dam safety. I'm shocked. I am shocked about this. City of Oroville will file the first of what could be hundreds of lawsuits against the state of California for allegedly lying about known dangerous conditions at Oroville. With America's tallest dam on the average on the verge of collapse last February 7th, the Butte County Sheriff issued an emergency evacuation order affecting approximately 225 downstream residents, and that was after they had been reassured by the state authorities there was no risk of dam failure. As a result of the spillway failures, mass evacuations, and near catastrophic collapse of the America's tallest dam, the United States Federal Emergency Regulatory Commission, or FERC, remember that, FERC, issued a mandatory order on February 12th demanding that the California Department of Water Resources Commission and independent forensic audit of the circumstances leading to the crisis and any continuing infrastructure safety and operating concerns. Since the February incident, California's Department of General Services, which manages government claims for state liability, has denied over 500 claims, including those of the city of Oroville. The total of the volume of claims denied by the state for farmers and local government is about $1.2 billion. But that could drastically change with the January 15th release of the Independent Forensic Team Report. Independent Forensic Team Report, Oroville Spillway Incident, ordered by FERC. It says, according to the summary, the Oroville Dam spillway was caused by a long-term systemic failure of the California Department of Water Resources, Regulatory and Industrial and general industry practices to recognize and address the inherent spillway design and construction. weakness, poor bedrock quality, and deteriorated service spillway chute conditions. The 535-page expert's forensic report uses the word known on 66 pages to describe what DWR staffers' knowledge of the Orville Dam spillway deficient. In other words, they knew about these things. This is what I've always said, right? I mean, we said this day one when the spillway was in its final conditions. And Corey Honey, I stood on the dang thing on the 11th, the day before. Says the experts acknowledge the incident cannot reasonably be blamed mainly on one individual, group, or organization, but the report states 126 times that erosion issues that cause massive downstream infrastructure and property damage should have been known by the state of California as the dam's owner and operator. Now, that just, of course, points the finger at Jerry Brown, right? Remember, Jerry Brown is a proponent of destroying and taking down dams in California. Right? Let's not forget that little issue. That's the Agenda 21 business, folks. You know, he hires Bruce Babbitt. Bruce Babbitt, who was known to be wanting to take down dams, says the crisis at Orville Dam is an example of the risk taken by both Democrats and Republican governors in slashing infrastructure spending by 83% from a national high of 20% of the state budget 40 years ago to the nation's second worst 3-4% last year, according to a study by the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. The report of the experts uses the word known 66 pages to describe the staffer's knowledge. And 66 times. So they acknowledge the incident cannot be reasonably blamed. So the crisis at Orville Dam is an example of the risk taken by both Democrat and Republican governors in slashing infrastructure. We've got that. Says the American Society of Civil Engineers warned in 2013 that California has a $65 billion infrastructure investment deficit. Jerry Brown was governor then, and he didn't do anything about it, did he? Oh, see, I'm coming back to this statement. Where's Jerry Brown been? The night this incident on the 12th broke out and everybody's being evacuated, what was I doing? Where's Jerry Brown? Where's Jerry Brown? We have not heard, because from the 7th to the 12th, we didn't hear anything from Jerry. He was hiding. And proof that he was hiding was days later after the incident, he makes a secret visit to the dam, not a public visit. In the middle of all that, he makes a secret visit, not a public visit. He's never publicly been to the dam. One of the world's worst potential disasters he helped to facilitate and create. Yeah, why would he go there publicly, right? He did it by taking the money that was supposed to go to infrastructure and using it for what? Illegal aliens. Don't you get it? Somebody's got to pay for all these people coming across the border illegally and getting their driver's license signed by Jerry Brown. Those people need money too, right? Of course, we don't want to talk about California citizens and their safety or mine, because I almost was killed by Jerry Brown. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra
Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We are going to be taking in some new counties for New California. Humboldt will be taken in. Just to let you know, that's the one I'm going to announce right now. Humboldt County, and they're so sick and tired, they're not going to take it anymore. That was taken. We did that this morning before the show. I'm telling you, it's like a 24/7 operation, and yeah, we've got a lot of things happening. I'll be on Cavuto this afternoon talking about New California, and going to be an interesting time to pick up on that, and. You know, really exciting. You know, Red State Talk Radio is going to be represented also. So that's going to be kind of neat. So Cavuto at 4 o'clock, I guess that's Eastern time because I think it's 4 o'clock around that time, 4 to 5. I don't know what time they're going to have me on the segment. I just know I'm going to be on the segment, and I'm really excited. I am really excited. So anyway, huge announcement coming out Tuesday. We're going to be releasing our first grievance. The first grievance against the state of California. And, boy, I think we're making the case pretty strongly that we need New California. By the way, I want to also make sure that people understand that are in the boundaries of New California. We got Humboldt. That we are absolutely committed to doing this, and we need all hands on deck. Everybody, to make this happen, it's the first step to make this happen, to create New California. Bring back the things that liberty and freedom, all the things that our founding fathers, well, provided through a constitution, but granted to us by God. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.